It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's the AT&T Morning Line, part of the Kentucky Derby Festival official activities. And on the phone with us this morning, very lucky to have Lieutenant Governor of the state of Kentucky, Jacqueline Coleman. Hello.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
So we haven't spoken in a year. How you been? Nothing crazy's happened, I'm sure.
It has been. I don't know whether it feels like a blink of an eye or 10 years since we talked. I'm not sure.
It seems that way. So education is something that you're very, very passionate about with your background as a coach and as a teacher. What have you seen that you've been proud of in this state with this last year with COVID and education?
I just cannot say enough about the way that the education community has responded. To have everything turned upside down in a matter of days and to respond with virtual education and hybrid and the delivering of meals to families. And it was not what anyone would consider an ideal situation last year, but our education community was able to lead our kids. Were able to, they showed resilience through a really tough year for them, and our parents who were working from home and trying to manage the craziness that COVID brought into our lives. And so when they say it takes a community, it takes a village, it really does take a village. And I'm just really proud of everybody over the last year for coming together and being what the governor and I like to refer to as Team Kentucky.
So with you being a mom, as well as Lieutenant Governor and your background in education, how are you balancing all that?
You know, I would say that I balanced it the same way that women across Kentucky do. It's never easy, but the work that I do, I really care about. And just being passionate is what drives you, I think, when it comes to doing the hard work, especially. And so I would say that I'm not doing anything that every other woman in Kentucky isn't doing.
And I would say that that's probably true because sometimes we even have to bring our babies with us to work.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
I think everybody remembers seeing you bring your baby to the press conference.
Yes, that was not in any way planned. That was not supposed to happen. She had just gotten her immunizations and was just not doing well. And finally, you know how it works. Babies have impeccable timing. Right as the governor was calling me up to speak, she was asleep. And I had to make a split-second decision. And I always say, you're in tough water if you think that it's better to roll the dice on going on live TV with a baby than handing her off to somebody else. That's the situation I was in.
Well, you know, the instinct worked. So,
well, thank you.
Well, the Derby means a lot to you, not only as a Kentuckian, but it's a day that's pretty special to you and your family. Can you explain that?
It is. So my husband and I got engaged on Derby Day, and then we got married the next year on Derby Day, and basically had a reception that was a derby party. So I think that's probably about as Kentucky as you can get. And this year, we are actually celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
That's wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that is our Lieutenant Governor. Her name is Jacqueline Coleman. She's an educator, a basketball coach, a writer, and, of course, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
It's the AT&T Morning Line, part of the official Kentucky Derby Festival activities on Quixie 98.3.